When you think about your mom role as an adoptive mom, I want you to ask yourself, and you can journal about this and pray over it, but ask yourself this question. What do you realistically want your mom role to be like? And what do you think is standing in the way? Welcome to the Second Mom's Circle. I'm Dawn Baggett, your host, and as an adoptive mom myself and a post-adoption mom coach, I want you to feel welcome here as this is a safe space for you, adoptive moms who are maybe finding yourself in the gap. What is the gap? Well, the gap is something that I identified not only in my own life and my own family, but also in many, many others. And it happens that as adoptive moms, we often find ourselves in a gap with inadequate or even almost non-existent support and ineffective support in our roles as adoptive mom. It kind of feels like the rug is just pulled out from under you sometimes. So if that's something that you can relate to, let's dive in. I'd like you to get a notebook, journal, or pad of paper for a journaling exercise today about how you envision your role as mom in the current season or the season that's right around the corner in your adoptive family. What obstacles are you currently running up against? Here's your journal prompt question again so you can write it down. What do you realistically want your mom role to be like, and what do you think is standing in the way? Now, I chose those words intentionally, so let's break it down. Most people don't talk about having a, quote, mom role, but just being mom. It's so much of our identity as moms and adoptive moms, but you're still you, the same you as before you became mom to your kids, and the same you as you are when the kids leave home. And you are more than just mom. So while it's a little awkward, for purposes of this journaling and power thinking exercise, I'd like you to differentiate your mom roles from other roles and other aspects of your personal identity. I chose the word realistically because while we could come up with some fantasy land, imaginative, dreamy way that we would love for our mom roles to play out, that's not going to really do us a lot of good. So we need to get back down to earth and get grounded in reality to answer this question. Ask yourself, realistically, what do you want your mom role to be like? That is not to say that God can't change things in your family, that miraculous things won't happen. But as I have said before, adoption is not a magic wand. And I want us to think about what is realistic and doable in your particular circumstances and family dynamics. Also, I did say the word want. What do you want from your mom role? What do you want your mom role to be like? As Christians and moms who have been called by God into this role, it's not a selfish type of want. I do ask you to consider, though, your own needs and your own abilities, your own skills, your own limitations, and your own responsibilities. And yes, desires, because you're not just a mom. You're more than a mom. Yes, your mom role is a big part of your life, especially depending on what season of parenting that you're in. But you are also more than mom. Even in the busiest, most intense seasons of motherhood. So consider the other parts of your life, yourself, as well. I also chose the word think intentionally. What do you think is standing in your way? Because we are commanded to take our thoughts captive. And let's face it, sometimes our thoughts do not serve us very well. Sometimes our thoughts keep us stuck in a way of thinking so that the problem becomes more about the way we think than about the perceived obstacle. Again, that's not to say there are zero real legit obstacles for you and your mom roles or generally, but how we think about these very real obstacles makes a difference in how we respond and how we problem solve around those obstacles. Journaling and envisioning the mom role you realistically would like to have can bring up mixed feelings. That's okay. This can help you see more clearly what to work on and problem solve around. You can also adjust your expectations and maybe change your thinking about your mom role. The truth is that we cannot control all the variables having to do with our mom roles or the relationships that are involved. And some of your other roles and aspects may need to take a backseat for a while, but you need to discern if doing so is taking away from your mom role goals or adding to them. As Christians, neither money, marriage, or motherhood, though all good things, should occupy any place in our lives that belongs to God. It's all too easy for any of these to become like an idol, hold too much influence over us, and get tangled up in our identity. If the status of either of these changed, would it change who you are? Not if your identity is firmly fixed in Jesus Christ. So after doing this journaling exercise, I hope you have more clarity about your desires and goals regarding your mom role and the obstacles standing in your way. If you're looking for private coaching support from me, where we can work together to problem solve those obstacles, add your name to the wait list to get on an application call with me. Otherwise, you might like to join the free Facebook group that I facilitate, Circle of Second Moms. Links are in the podcast description or go to my website at dawnbaggett.com. Thank you for listening to this episode of Second Mom's Circle. You can read the companion blog post and more at the website at dawnbaggett.com. Also, please leave a review and follow the podcast if you found this valuable. I'm Dawn Baggett, and as always, keep learning, keep growing, and keep loving.